Welcome to the Gathered Podcast. What is hate? It is the antithesis of love. It is worse than the absence of love. It is the active despising of another. In the Old Testament, we see the word used in some occasions where God hates. But we note that in these occasions, God is hating the actions of his people. This is something expected of a God that can't tolerate evil. Yet we see from the writings in the New Testament that people took God's hatred of contemptible action as a license to hate other people too. The New Testament writers had to explicitly remind their readers that as Christians, we are not allowed to hate others. Yet it seems that we need reminding, as the church has come to be known more for its hatred than for its love. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. Here, the writer of this epistle, thought to be John, speaks out against hatred against our brothers and sisters. The writer breaks it down succinctly. If we call ourselves Christians, then we cannot hate our brothers and sisters. For if we do, we are liars before God. This is a powerful statement, since we know that lying is a sin, one explicitly stated throughout the Old Testament. But you may defend yourself and say, "But I don't hate anyone in the family of God." But here, I remind you that Jesus himself went further than the writer of 1 John. Jesus said that hate itself is a sin, Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 through 22, and that we are called to love our neighbor and even our enemies as we love ourselves, Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 36, Matthew 22, verses 35 through 40. As an interesting side note, see that the requirement to love one another is to love oneself. A lot of hatred comes from self-loathing. It is this why in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus says, "From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we are filled with love, we will not speak or show hate. However, if we are filled with hate, even hate for ourselves, that is what we shall speak." But even here, Jesus was affirming a commandment God gave to his people, Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17 through 18. The biblical witness is then clear as day. We are not allowed to hate others. But again, what is hate? It is more than dislike. It is a strong negative emotion toward another. God understands that we will dislike things, and we may even dislike the actions of another person. This is normal. And often, we should analyze our dislikes, as they may be rooted in rational thoughts or past traumas. But hate is taking it a step further. Hate involves stripping the other of their humanity, of their rights, and of their God-given grace. It is looking at another with the desire that that person no longer exists. Hatred is senseless. Hatred comes from a place of fear and of misunderstanding, and the conflict it breeds is never-ending. This is why the New Testament writers speak so vehemently against it. Hatred, when left unchecked, is a fire fed by gasoline and oxygen. It will not stop until everything, even the person holding the hatred, is consumed. But there is something that can be done against hatred. First is acknowledging that that person which you hate, or that group of people which you hate, is and are human beings. Hatred works by dehumanizing the other. Humans can do horrible things to other human beings in the name of hatred because the other is dehumanized. They become just that, the other, and nothing more. So enforcing the focus back on the humanity of those you hate, the more irrational your hatred becomes. The second thing is facing your hatred. Analyze it. Think in terms of Jesus. How did he love those who despised him? He saw them with a different vision. He saw them as his creation. This is what 1 John is talking about. We are called to see human beings, all of them, as God's creation, and thus, by his grace, worthy of love and loving kindness. Finally, we are to go out and act on love. The more we do this, the less room is left in our hearts for hatred. As a final aside, you may ask, are we not to hate those who do wrong? The truth is that we are not to even hate them. Hate has nothing to do with justice. And so I'm not saying that we are just to become stepping stones for people in our lives that do us wrong. No, we are to disengage and pray for these, and let justice be served to them. However, if someone has done nothing wrong against you, then there is no reason for you to hate or despise, because that's something that Jesus wouldn't do. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Elvis, and we'll talk again soon.